Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Some sure should heal, you can take away.
I wasn't going to put on today, but I got home yesterday. I thought I was going to get home today, and I didn't. So I put this show on very quickly because on Monday I was starting the new week, and actually we're going to start it on Tuesday for me to be back. I have an appointment on Monday that I completely forgot about. And I realized that my vacation, or actually my New York vacation, really ended Monday, and I was going to put the show on Tuesday. So that's why I'm here with you today. And I am so excited. I had such a fabulous time in New York. But let me tell you about myself first, and we'll go into that, and then we'll go into what I'm going to – we're going to be all over the board today with talking. But I am Bonnie Albers. I'm a spirit medium. I'm an intuitive. I'm a psychic. I'm an empath. And I am an RN. I am a legal nurse consultant, a life coach, and a counselor. I don't know how I became all those things, but whatever I did. But my favorite job, and it isn't even a job, it's a passion, is being on the radio with you, rocking all of my metaphysical gifts, bringing any insight, education, messages I can from spirit. And you know, spirit just downloads right into me, so I never know what I'm going to talk about unless they want me to research something. So again, you can find me. I do readings. I do counseling. I have a web page. It's www.bonniealbersonair.com. Go into the blog. I didn't do it. Somebody put it up for me. Very sweet guy. He did it for me for Hanukkah and Christmas. And I haven't really worked it around the way I would put my stamp on it, but it's perfect for you to start with. So you can see a contact page. You can read about me. And in the contact page, you have a drop-down box of what you'd like me to do. Would you like me to give you a reading, counseling session, or both? Usually I use my gifts and all. And how to get a hold of me. I am available for Skype readings, telephone readings. I don't do writing readings. Actually, Leslie does that, and I think a lot of our readers on the show do. I just, you know, I think five sentences before I can write. So if you were going to read my email reading, you wouldn't even be able to make sense of it, I don't think. So I do personal, face-to-face. I do phone, Skype, any other reading that doesn't involve me emailing you. So you can email me, though. You'll find my email on my webpage. I'm also on Facebook. It's Bonnie Mozener Albers. Drop me a message, like my page, or ask to friend me, and you'll get all the listings of the shows that I do. I do Monday through Friday, and sometimes I put on a special show on Saturday. This week, coming up, we have some real special guests. I'm gonna tell you that at the end of the show so that you all will be excited to listen to my shows next week. And I thank all the guests for coming. Again, you can like me on Blog Talk, because then you get all of our shows. And I so love everybody here. Spirit wants me to go all over the board today. Actually, I understand, because they don't want me to start anything new. But I found some really cool subjects still on reincarnation and soul growth. I did have things put in front of me this week, and I want to talk to you about them, people that emailed me, some metaphysical friends that are going through some issues. So I kind of want to bring them to light, and I want to tell you what I did real quickly in New York, because I ended up in a metaphysical shop, and it was just so cool. I bought these special cards. But for everybody out there, I did go to New York. I walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. Me, yes! It was so fun. And I saw the Statue of Liberty. I went on the ferry to the Statue of Liberty. I didn't actually walk around it. I have been in New York many a times, but I haven't done the sightseeing things. I went to a fabulous restaurant. But the cool thing is I found a metaphysical shop on Fifth Avenue in Park Slope. And I bought these cards. And then I'm going to get into our subjects today. But they had singing. The reason I went into the shop was, it had singing bowls, you know, those bowls that you that attune your chakras. I haven't seen them in forever. So I don't know if anybody out there has singing bowls. What it is they're usually handmade. They can be machine made, but these were handmade. I don't know if they were brass or metal or copper. And you take a drum, like a big thing, and you go around the edges. It's kind of like crystal, and it makes the most beautiful sound. Each bowl is a different note, although there was one bowl there he played for me that actually had three notes in it. The cool, how I found out, and he proved it to me, is apparently there's an app on your phone that keys the notes in. So when he was going around, the notes E, F, and D were on this bowl. It was super cool. The F note, when he played it, is your heart chakra. It filled the whole shop. I loved it so much. I was ready to buy the bowl because if you want to get one singing bowl or one bowl attuning your chakras, it should be the letter F, which is attuned your heart. Your heart is the center of everything, even though you think of your root, your solar plexus, and so on coming up. The heart is really what we're here for. So I thought, okay, I'm going to get this F bowl. And I mean, it touched my heart. It filled my ears. I couldn't even think. And then I went to play it and nothing. It was the weirdest, craziest thing I have ever in my life experienced. But I started doing it. He looked at me. He was an Indian gentleman. And I said, but wait a minute, how come it played for you? And he says, oh, you have to practice. But no matter how I did it, I didn't buy it, it wouldn't play. So I am going back in May. I'm going to spend some time in that shop and see what happens. So I'm asking anybody out there, does anybody have interest? And if I do get the bowl, I am going to play it for you because you could feel the attunement of your chakras, of your Kundalini energy, of all of that alignment starting. So I'm going to try, if I can work the bowls, I am going to buy one or two. If I can't, I won't be doing it. But I wonder if anybody has experience that is listening out there with these singing bowls and could suggest something to me. Anyway, I want to get into our subject, but I did have to tell you it was the coolest thing. It was a great shop. And what I bought there also, which is what I'm going to tell you, is a set of tarot cards. I don't really resonate with tarot cards. I love them. We teach them here on the show. Ron Cole is going through the major arcana. Because I've given away about 5 different packs, I don't know why. And my angel cards, it's the same thing. I can't really feel like what they are. But I found these cards that I totally resonate with. So guys, get ready, because as soon as I figure out how to use them, you are all going to hear my readings. They are the Angel Tarot cards by Doreen Virtue. OMG! So you're combining the tarot and the angel cards. They are the most beautiful, unbelievable cards. I wish I could show them to you. And actually, if I do a vid on it, you'll see the cards. The major arcana are all the archangels, okay, with the message. So the fool doesn't really come out as the fool because no angel would be a fool. They're all color-coded, and they don't have any of the connotations. Like the zero or the fool card is called the dreamer, and it's the archangel Metatron. So just think about it. They have no death card, no tower card. It is, but it correlates with something positive, like the change card, like revitalize instead of death, tower. So it is so cool. And then it gives you the archangel that rocks this card. So I feel the energy from it. I feel that it's going to come on this show quickly. So give me about a week or two to tune the cards, and we're going to try them. Also, when I was in New York, I went to, which was really cool, which is sad but cool, which was the Twin Towers. It was the most kinetic energy I have ever felt. And I really thought that if I was going to go there, I was going to feel like sorrow and crying, because that's what I did when I went to the Vietnam Memorial. But I didn't. The kinetic energy was so alive and so serene that I know there had to be mediums and psychics who've crossed over many over there. Where I felt the most pull was to the fire station. And that was where I felt a lot of sorrow and pain. So I did open a porthole. I had a few friends of mine open a porthole there for any souls or any remaining energetic footprints that wanted to leave. And it was cool. So I did do that. That was one of my main purposes for going to New York. I've had this desire and calling to do that. So now that I told you what I did, now we're going to get into a really interesting subject in reincarnation and soul growth. I do want to also mention that I have a friend who's metaphysical, very metaphysical. He does vids on YouTube. Oh, by the way, I'm on YouTube, Bonnie Albers on Air. And he had gotten several more gifts with last month or the month of March when he went through some really interesting energy changes. And what he is interesting is he doesn't know how to exactly approach all of his new gifts, because when they're new, you don't know about them, but he knows that they're there. So I want to bring this to you because I want you to understand that when you get new gifts and you don't know where to go, you have to start looking for books, teachers, talk to your metaphysical community. I know this, I don't want to mention his name on air. He has been on my show. He is going to have to open up his mediumistic gifts that are going to be reading for people, because right now he just does cards. He does readings with his cards, but I feel like his gifts that open are going to be contact channeling with people instead of through the cards. It'll be directly to the person. So if there's anybody out there in the metaphysical community that is going through something like this, there are teachers, there are books, there are spiritual communities that are available to show you how to use any of your new gifts coming in. It's so cool. I want them all. But anyway, I am going to go into the subject, reincarnation and soul, past life, twin flames, what you were in the past, how it affects you in this incarnation, this physical incarnation for you. So I found an article, and I just thought it was so, I've been reading about it for you. Spirits made me, it showed me articles. Sometimes I resonate with them. They tell me that I need to bring them to you. This is on, and different people have different gifts, and I think that's why they're showing this to me. But before I go to the phone lines, it's called Xenoglossy. If anybody ever has heard of Xenoglossy, it's the knowing of unlearned languages and preservation of the personality within the soul. Xenoglossy. I know a girlfriend, when I saw this word, I thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to bring that to you? Xenoglossy. Glossy is shiny, and you know, anything shiny for me is great. And Xeno is a copy of. But I can tell you that there are people that can speak. They say they speak in language of tongues. And I know a girlfriend of mine, she has not told anybody, but she started speaking this language after this gentleman walked up to her in a hospital, and she was really worried about her daughter. And he put his hand on her shoulder and said, "Don't worry, you speak in tongues." And ever since then, she all of a sudden out of her mouth, and she's never shown anybody until she heard it on my show that somebody else was doing it, that she speaks in tongues. Now, this doesn't mean that it's a language of, you know, it could be, we don't know the language. It could be an ancient, far-off language. It could be a language of the Atlanteans. It can be a language of the Palladians. It could be French from back in 1800. We don't know. But this is what they say. There are people who can speak languages that aren't taught, never took classes, and what they call it is Xenoglossy. Knowing of unlearned language. I love that term. It is the ability to understand a foreign language that has not been learned in the contemporary lifetime, meaning the lifetime you have now. In addition to the recovery of a language from the past life, in some Xenoglossy cases, the entire past life personality emerges and essentially takes over the body of the contemporary personality. These cases demonstrate that the soul can retain past life personalities intact within. Now, I don't know that I've ever met anybody that has done that, but that might be when what we have people think of as walk-ins. But walk-ins are supposed to be separate personalities. These are your own. So for me, I would think that when what they're saying is that all of a sudden you've walked back in to that past life, you see who you were, what you were, and you bring that back with you and use it in this present life. It's really a very rare and not talked about very much in metaphysical and reincarnation communities. But I had to bring it to you because I do know people who do that. Also, I love what they say about split incarnations or parallel lives, aka twin souls, twin flames. Now, twin flames can actually be a twin, because what they're saying is that split incarnation, I refer to two people from the same soul who are incarnated at the same time as splits. a dramatic and compelling set of cases that illustrates split incarnations. And I can give you the cases so you can look them up. But it is very interesting what they say. We all think of twin flames as, and split souls are different than a twin flame, although they're saying they're the same. But it's so crazy because I really don't like the word split souls or twin flames, because I like calling them soulmates, and we have many in our lifetimes. We have soul friends, soul animals, soul pets, and soul friends and soul mates. When you mate for life and you feel like that person is you, sometimes we don't always see it at first, and it doesn't mean you always find them on this earth plane. Here's an example. So if somebody was so much like you, did you ever hear somebody say, oh, they're so like you, you got to meet them, and you meet that person and you don't like them? Because some of the qualities that you rock in yourself, you don't want to see in other people. So sometimes twin flames in this lifetime have a hard time connecting. And so what I really love is soul mates. And I love the word soulmate. It means your souls mate together, in whatever capacity that means. And so even if you are a twin flame, if you are one that it is exactly the soul split of girl and girl, boy and boy, whichever way you're going to look at twin flames, that you're the same soul, I almost want to say that I would like to think of it more like soul mates. And the reason for me is because I think there's lessons here we learn, and you're not coming to learn the same lesson. So I love the soulmate language better, because I feel like each soul is different, even if it's a split of your soul, to learn here on this earth plane different lessons. Will your soul grow twice as fast? They say they will. Will you experience it twice as deeply? They say you will, and that's why everybody wants to experience the twin flame, twin soul mate. And I have been reading, and they say that we're going to come down with a lot more soulmates or twin flames in the next 2,800 years of the age of Aquarius. Anyway, whichever, it's a little hard to comprehend. I do like, and you'll hear me use the term soulmates. So soulmates, how does that relate to past lives? And I can tell you that we create our life here. We create it with our soulmates, with our soul friends, and with our soul pets for support. So if we're going to say that Earth is a learning ground of our soul, then we have written what we need to learn. And so I tell everybody who feels that their life is hard, and believe me, there are people whose life is hard. You've co-created this life with your friends, your soul friends, your soulmates, and your soul pets to learn something. It's when you find out what you're going to learn and how to move forward that actually helps your life. And it doesn't look like in front of you that it's hopeless or that nothing can be done. It actually gives you hope. It helps you move forward. And then you realize when you created it, how you need to move forward by learning the lessons that you're here for. And once you do, you move to the next lesson and you no longer have that lesson in front of you. So with that, I'm going to get to the phones, but I do want everybody to know that it's not an easy concept, but there are books that I love, and I think I've mentioned them before. Three are written by Dr. Michael Newton. He is a past life regression therapist. He's a PhD, and he has regressed many people. He's found out what's going on in your past. You also can use your astrologist. Your astrologist can look at the north node and the south node in your chart to see what you've been in the past and what you're here to learn. I mean, just think about it. If you find out that you're here to learn about how relationships work and you can't get one to work, then what you're here is to work on changing how you look at relationships and how you actually forge them. So I love that because I think it gives you a roadmap, and it gives you hope, it gives you love, and it gives you happiness to know that we have the ability to change, to write that script and go down that soul journey to know that we're on the right track. And there are clues, there's messages, there's way to find out. And once you do, I think the soul feels better. If you know that you've had three bad relationships and what you've done wrong, but you keep making the same mistake, then you haven't learned what's in front of you. And then when you can see, oh my goodness, that's exactly it. Every time I have a relationship, I look for the same relationship. It's kind of wolf in sheep's clothing. And then when you see that, you change the way you look at relationships and you pick your relationships, you now move on and you end up in a happy relationship. I love to see that because my specialty is love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. And I love when I can see a pattern that people don't see that they can look at and say, aha, the aha moment. Yes, that's what I've been doing. So I know that past lives, people say, oh, well, why would you want to know what your past life was? What does that have to do with what you're doing here? Plenty to do. We don't change as souls. We grow. So if you know why you're here, or you have an inkling of why you're here and what your soul needs to learn this reincarnation, I think it makes it so much easier. So in whatever way you want to find out what you reincarnated in, there's many past life regressionists. There's books. There's clues in your birth chart. You go for it. So I am going to go to the phones, and I'm going to get 928. 928, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know if you understood anything I said, but I did a Mod Podge of, because I wasn't supposed to have a show today, so Spirit was giving Mod Podge of things that they wanted me to get out, and I talk so fast that I think sometimes people don't understand. But who am I speaking with?
Oh, hi, Bonnie. This is Alfina.
Hi, Alfina. How are you today?
I'm good.
Where are you located? Because remember, from the time the show stopped, Arizona. I do remember your name. I absolutely, Spirit pulls back everything except the messages because I don't think they want me. If you start talking, they'll start giving me pieces. But you're in Arizona. Are you in Phoenix?
No, I'm actually north of Flagstaff.
And how close are you to, I'm sure I've asked you this, how close are you to Sedona?
I'm actually like probably two and a half hours away.
Have you ever gone there?
Yes.
Oh, and do you feel that spiritual pull, Athena?
Yes.
Okay. I know I didn't say your name right, but I love the way Athena is a goddess, and I love that.
Yeah.
Don't you love that? So tell me what I can help you with today, if anything.
I'm actually wondering about, I guess, a relationship that is very new. I'm wondering what I need to know or if, you know, where it's going to go.
Well, first of all, that's too vague. I can tell you about relationships that could be your last one, it could be your next one. So you need to give me and then ask me specific questions about it. That way Spirit will give you the answer through me. But this is a new relationship. What happened to your last two is what they're asking me.
Okay. Oh, God. I just kind of put that on the back burner for now because I feel I've done what I needed to do on my part with those two individuals, and it's just
okay.
Kind of up to them now. And as far as this relationship goes, we've known each other. I actually was a student of his, so he's an older person. And I guess my question is, should I take this seriously or no?
Well, you know, I feel like for some reason, he's intrigued by you. And that's interesting because I feel like he is older. Is he single?
Yes, he's actually He's been single, I think, for like, I believe he said
for
2 years.
For a long time. Yeah, I feel like, first of all, I would find out a little bit more about him, but I feel he's very guarded. So what I mean by that is he doesn't let, he's very nice and friendly on the outside. He's not overly friendly, but he his aura keeps people away. So that he let you in to even talk to you, has he asked you out?
Yeah, we've made plans to meet up and stuff, because like I know him, like I've known him. I took a course of his before.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew then that there was an attraction there, but I just, you know, I didn't respond to it or anything. And he actually was like here not too long ago, so that's the reason why I'm like asking.
Yes. I feel like he does like you. I feel there's something that intrigues him about you because I'm seeing his mind work, and it's weird because I don't think he wants it to. I don't know, he's got an air around him, and I don't know what the air is, but I think he really is intrigued by you, and I absolutely think that if you're asking me if you should go for it, my answer would be why not?
No, I mean, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, should I take it seriously or just kind of like go into it slowly and be like, okay, let's see where this goes. Because right now I still do have, I guess, feelings like elsewhere, you know, like, so.
Well, here's what I would do anyway. First of all, I think you got to end one relationship before you start another. And I know you're going to say, well, I don't have a relationship, but yes, you do. Your heart belongs somewhere else at this point, and it's kind of wavering. It's kind of going away from what you had before. And so what I would tell you to do, and this would be, I'm hearing caution, caution, caution. So it's not caution because I don't think he's interested, but I feel like you jump in real quick if you could. If you didn't have this relationship, I think you would take him more seriously, this other guy. But I think you're absolutely smart not to do that. But I don't think that you should get involved with anybody seriously, which you wouldn't anyway in the beginning, until you're done with where your heart actually is thinking about lying. And I believe that it's wavering and it's coming around that you know this other person is just not going to work. But I think before you actually make this guy really want to be in a relationship with you, because I think that's possible, you need to come to grips with what's going on from your past. Once you do that, I think that you should take it slowly anyway. And I can feel like whatever's going to happen, it will take its natural course. So don't be attached to the idea that you have to be attached, if you know what I'm saying.
That's kind of how it is right now. Like, I'm not too, invested because I know the other person eventually will come around, and that before that relationship even started, it kind of ended. So that's what I'm waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't really say waiting on, but
yeah, I feel like I do feel that you feel like I don't know why they're showing me this, but it's like I feel like you like being attached. You're going to be attached, 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 and I feel that you need to let go of all the attachments. So I feel that the person that's going to be for you, and I'm going to call you Athena, is the one that's going to make you realize that the only attachment that is really worth being attached to is yourself. And then when you meet a partner, he enhances you. He's not attached to you. And I think I have this feeling, if you look at the relationships you're in and you're going towards, that if you change your language, you'll change your life. So let's just take it like I'm seeing you with guys, ones to the left, and there's a couple of them that are past, and a couple to your right that would be okay for you to start dating. but not attached to, because I think the attachment starts later in a relationship. So I would say, if I were you, just keep going out with him. Absolutely. I wouldn't take anything seriously until you decide that you can be serious. And does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Because I don't feel like you can be serious. It's not them. And the reason is, I think you don't know exactly. I think your heart's pining for something that you might not want to give up, but you might have to. And once I think that if you start dating this guy, you'll see pretty quickly, because I'm seeing the attraction over to the right, it'll pull back the left situation. And the left meaning your other, you know, other past boyfriends. So I would go for it. I would start dating him if you can, and I would take it lightly. And then when you can actually decide that, hey, I'm me and I don't need to be attached, that other relationship on the right will start taking a better form, and you're going to find out why pretty quickly. There's something he can teach you, is what I'm hearing.
I guess, can I ask another question, like not
yeah.
pertaining to this person?
Yeah, go ahead.
My other, my ex-fiance, I should say, I had communication with him like yesterday or the day before. And that's the first time he communicated to me. And I am just very, I guess I'm wanting to know, is he okay?
You know, I think he's made some mistakes in his life and he regrets them. And what I feel like is that the time that he was with you was probably his most favorite time right now of his life. So he's looking back and trying to reconnect those life experiences or feelings. But you know, you never can go back. You do know that. It's not never, but it's never the same. And so what he's looking for is just a little pop from the past to help him on his way. And I feel like he gets in trouble. And when he does, he thinks of the times when he actually was happy. And I feel like the time that he was the most happiest, they're showing me regret, is when he was with you.
Yeah, he kind of had he sort of said something in the lines of, like, he kind of didn't want me to bother him anymore. And he said something to where it makes me very concerned just about his well-being. So that for that reason, I'm like, what is, like, is he okay? Or, you know, like, what really is going on with him?
I think you better heed his warning. I don't think that you need to be worried about him at all. I think that it's regret. So when you regret something, you get angry. And so for me, I would tell you that I think he gets in trouble. And that's all I'm going to go into on the radio. But I think that they're saying heed his warning. So stay away from him. Okay, so I don't feel like you need to worry about him, if that's what you're asking me. I think that you need to move on.
That's the thing. Like, people say that like all the time, like move on, let it go, and it's like I can't. You know, it's like even when I do, somehow, some way, that relationship always comes back, and I'm like, I did everything I needed to do. Like, I did what I fixed what I needed to fix. Why is it that this situation or this person, you know, it comes back? I mean, I know there's love there. I know that there's love there, but it's I don't understand that part of it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you get in contact with him, or does he get in contact with you?
He gets him. It's kind of like back and forth. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I reach out to him, and other times he kind of, because before he actually sent me like a really weird text message, and I'm like, what? And since then, it's just kind of been strange, and so I'm like, I don't know, it just,
yeah,
I don't know if
regretting.
He was just doing that just to kind of getting, like, my attention or whatever.
He's not happy. I can tell you that right now. He's not happy, and he regrets the past, but he's angry. So I feel like, and not angry with anybody really but himself. Okay, so I feel that you need to leave him on his own. And when you know, I just talked about past lives and soulmates. Absolutely.
You've got
soulmate written all over this. But sometimes that doesn't mean that soulmate is here to be in your life forever. It's here to teach you something, or you didn't fulfill something in your last life that you came back to fulfill. Now, it seems like if the two of you can't, like, leave each other alone, meaning that you're still in each other's life, that whatever you were supposed to resolve in your past life is not resolving. It's either playing out the same way it did in the last life, and it's not supposed to, but we have free will here. Or you haven't, or he hasn't resolved the issues that you're here to resolve with each other. And that to me is sad, because you want to close a door and move on, or you want to open that door and live on, meaning the two of you. So obviously, in this lifetime, this was not meant to be at this point. And it might be that in a past life, you know, I'm looking, possibly he did or you did something that shouldn't have been done, and you were married or a spouse, and the two of you were together. And so in this life, when you came here, you wanted to come to love and be happy, but there's karmic debt you have to pay. And that could be that you really found each other, but because, and I feel like they're saying that others were hurt, that this would be the lifetime that you were not able to fulfill that contract. Maybe your next life you will. And that's what I'm seeing. So I don't know if in this lifetime you were ever going to have that opportunity, but I do believe that if you find out, you should go into some past life regression, or even look at your north and south node with an astrologist. But I think there is issues there, and I hate for this whole rest of your life to, until one is married, and not so much him, I believe this will keep going on until you resolve and find out what issues you have had karmically that you need to resolve. Because you're definitely not. Go ahead.
That's the thing. Like, I feel I did all I needed to do. I tried to fix the mistake I made with him. I know I even told him that I had a part in playing and hurting him, and I was very sorry for it. I apologized. And it just seems like he doesn't want to fix it, or I don't know, you know. And it just, to me, it's like, yeah, of course I still love him. I still do want a life with him, you know. And I'm not, like, it's just like he doesn't want to work on it, or he doesn't feel my apology sincere or something.
Well, I think that he has trust issues. Okay, first of all, and when somebody that you really care about, and I feel like he did, hurts you, especially if it's a emotional hurt, the wounds are really deep, and they don't want to feel that pain again. So a lot of them will, especially men. I don't want to say men and women, because it seems like women get hurt and we are able to pick up and move on. Men, because of my practice,
yeah.
I know the wound goes really deep, and they don't sometimes they can't get the emotional part together, and that's because they've got testosterone instead of estrogen running in, and I could go into that, but running in their veins. So the thing is that there is nothing in this lifetime that you can do except to always to walk away in love and light, and that is to allow him, if you love him, to find the person that won't hurt him the way he feels you've hurt him, or that he will then come to the acknowledgement that he can now work through your hurt or whatever hurt him, and that he doesn't want you out of his life. But you can't keep playing cat and mouse. It's not going to work either for him or you. So if I were you, I would have one last conversation with him, and that is what we just talked about, that you love him, that you don't want to really, you know, be with anybody else if that's how you feel, and that you're not going to do this again and you're going to walk away because it you don't want to hurt him, and you love him so much that you'll let him find his true love, the one that he feels won't hurt him. And that if he ever changes his mind and you're available, that you hope give you a call. And I would believe after that, you will either hear from him and he'll want to try again, or you won't hear from him anymore.
But that's, I'm thinking, like, I don't know. I just don't want to do that now because, like, I don't. I'm tired of not getting a response from him, and I'm like, the further I try to communicate with him, it just seems like the more I'm pushing him away. So I'm like, I'm not even going to do that. Like, that's something.
Well.
And right now, I know he's not in a really good place, so he's going to kind of come from a negative place. No.
Yeah, but you're afraid of his answer, huh?
Yeah.
You're afraid of his answer. Just listen to me, and you don't have to take this advice, but you're afraid of his answer because you don't want him out of your life. But I will tell you that one day you're going to have to face it, okay? So to me, you walk away in love and light, and you let him walk back. So I would have no problem communicating because that's what I do. I communicate, and I would give my last word in love and light, and then I would walk away. But that's what I'm going to tell you you should do, because he will then either come back and your relationship will then have a chance to talk and to try to mend things, or he won't, and he was never going to, and you need to move on. So, because I do see a guy over on the side that's waiting, and I feel like you're not giving yourself, and that's why I said to you, you have to, before you can go into another relationship, you have to stop the past. You have to come to grips with your past relationships and the attachments, and you're creating your own attachment. Because I believe, and this is counseling-wise, that you can't be in love with somebody that isn't in love with you, because what that is really lust and wanting versus love. True love is always reciprocated. It's always meant to heal. It's always meant to have light feelings, to promote health and happiness. But when one person loves somebody and the other person doesn't, it creates what I call obsession and lust. And because you can't be in love with somebody that's not in love with you, the love isn't returned. So it would be a half a heart. And that I'm going to have to move on. But I do think if you think about it, Athena, you will know what to do. You're just afraid. Okay?
Well, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. I am so sorry. Sometimes I've got to give news that people don't like to hear, and I just love everybody, but I'm not going, you know, spirit keeps telling me, and I do see scenes. So the thing is, when you call, just if you don't want to take the advice that I give you, it's okay. We all have free will, but, you know, it's really tough to hear hard news. So I am going to go to 352, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Well, can I ask where you're from and what are you calling to talk about?
I'm from Florida, and I just want to know if you had any messages for me.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You're from Florida. I think we went through this. Where are you in Florida? Where are you in Florida?
Citrus Springs. Well, I'm near, like, Ocala, Tampa.
Oh, you're not far from me. In fact, I have to go to Tampa on Monday. I'm in Lake Mary, but it's Orlando, really. So we are pretty close, girl. Okay, are you looking for a loved one? You've got to give me more specifics because I have 10 minutes left, and if I have to pull from the ethers, you're not going to be happy. So give me who you want to find, or give me what answer, what question you want, so I can get you some type of answer from spirit.
There's not really anything specific, like Is there something I need? Basically, growing spiritually. What do I need to do? Maybe love, anything like that.
Okay. So what I feel like with spiritually, I feel that you'd like to be spiritual. They're saying you'd like to be spiritual, and you, they want you. Do you dabble in this? Do you dabble in metaphysics?
What's that? Like, okay. I do have angel cards.
Yeah,
and
you
I
dabble.
Do. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So dabble to me, and why they're bringing in the word dabble means you're in and out. You're in and out. You know, you don't do it on, you're not really doing it consistently. Is that correct?
Right, yes. Should I do it consistently?
Well, girlfriend, yes, you should, because it's the only way that you learn and that you grow is by showing spirit that you're in. Like, when, you know, the thing is that if you've got your toe, what they're showing me is your toe in the water. So when you get
right.
your toe in the water, and I love that. I'm getting chills all over. When you put your toe in the water, it means that you're starting to open up. And I feel you have been for a while. So I mm-hmm. but you're timid because you're not quite sure how it's going to be received. And angel cards are the best way to start. So what are you doing
yeah.
with your angel cards?
Sometimes I pull for me. Sometimes I pull for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends.
Do you do
I
it as a business?
I have also dreams. No, but I do have a website, and I have people who have joined, and I read for them, do mini readings, but I would like to do it like, you know, where I did a paid reading before, but I just haven't done one lately. I don't know, like that. You know what I mean? Like it's
yeah.
Just,
well, because I feel like this is what I think. I feel like, well, that's not what I think. It's what I'm hearing. I feel like you are you. Do you question your readings?
Yes.
Yeah. They're telling me you're questioning. They're saying you question what you think you're questioning yourself. You're actually questioning the angels. So what they're showing me is they're showing me their wings. It's the coolest thing. I wish you could see it. Their wings are flapping and moving forward. So what you have to realize is you either have to have confidence and knowing that the angels are giving you those messages and that, you know, our ego works really crazy. Even, you know, I have, believe me, we all go through it. We all question ourselves. So what they're showing except me, who's like really probably conceited, but I know that I know plenty of people that do, and even myself in certain issues. When I hear something, I go, "What?" So the thing is, you need to have your ego step behind you, which I don't feel you have a big ego. I feel like you really are a gracious person. I think that you do. In fact, the reason I think you question yourself is because you're unsure, and then you don't want to charge people. And what they're showing me
yeah.
is this. Yeah. What you're showing me is this. Get in there, girlfriend. You need to start doing more readings. Now, if you want to do them, you want to give free readings away for a month, you go ahead. But they are saying that you've got to get more confidence, and with more confidence comes more readings. So they need you to do more readings. Your dreams.
Right.
So you're a prolific dreamer. Is that correct? Prophetic.
That's like, yeah.
So
yeah.
So what was the last, I know. So are they all the time or just with certain things and events that come to you?
Just certain times. It's so awkward and weird. Like, okay, I woke up yesterday morning, I had a song come to me, and then
what
was
like the song?
A really old song. Whitney Houston, Emotional. And then
did you go and look? Oh my God, I'm having chills here. Do you have a grandmother
yeah.
in spirit? Do you have a grandmother in
yes.
spirit?
Yes.
Yeah, she's with you. But I have to tell you, she brought you that song. And the thing is, I'm like you. I have songs brought to me. They've stopped. Yes. And the other day I had a song. It was in my head when I woke up, and I never would have this song. And I had to go look it up. In fact, I have the song with me. It was by Elton John. I don't even like Elton John. And I had to look at the song. You have to start looking at the lyrics. And she's bringing this song to you. Go ahead.
I did. And I was like, that's so weird. It was about love. And then
okay.
It was so strange. And then I had my...
Are you single? Are you single?
Yes. Yes.
Because she's saying, not for long.
I felt that because then the next day, which was this morning, I had a dream that I was with someone and I fell in love with this person. But
Oh, gosh. Your grandmother's
his dad didn't want me to... Oh, my gosh. It was... Oh, my gosh. And... He wanted me. We fell in love. We were in love, and then at the end, though, his dad didn't want us to be together and was moving away because he was actually coming to do something. Like, I don't explain. Like, he came to. He was working, and I guess with his dad. And what happened was, he came down. We met, and then all of a sudden, he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do for his job. I guess, like he was slacking off.
Yeah.
And his dad liked me, but he got kind of mad, and then he moved away. I'm like, what the heck is that?
Well, here's
I don't know.
The deal.
It was weird.
Here's the deal with prophetic dreams. Okay, if they come completely true, my daughter has them, but you just don't know which part of them, you know, it was so clear. She does it very infrequently, but when something happens and they want her to know. So what they're giving you, because your grandmother is saying, don't mind that. So... what she's saying is you're going to be in love and it's going to last. Now, one of two things, you know, I go into analytics and there goes my ego, but I would say that if that is a pre-warning, then what you're warned is don't let that happen. So if you see that happening and you meet somebody and, oh my goodness gracious, I'm in love and he's slacking off with his dad, then you don't let him do it. Okay. So you
mm-hmm.
that could be a pre-warning, not so that it's going to happen. So if it's a pre-warning, because your grandmother's shaking her finger going, no, you're going to be in love. And so I don't feel like she's showing you love and then taking it away. So she's just shaking her head. What else? Look in the lyrics of that song. What were the lyrics? I only have 2 minutes, but I so love this because I love music, and my music gods used to bring me a lot of songs. Look at the music. Look at the lyrics. Look at what I feel like she was telling you. You're going to be in love. You're going to have love. She's giving me all this. You're going to have love. You're going to be in love. You're going to walk love. You're going to talk love. I'm just repeating what she's saying. And she's really happy for you. And she's drinking something in a teacup. So I don't know if she drank coffee or tea or had something in a teacup, but she's tipping up a teacup and she's pretty happy. She's a pretty happy lady for you. So I will tell you that maybe she's saying he's your cup of tea. I don't know, but she's definitely, did she wear stockings? Like some sort of pants or? Yeah,
but you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. We have a minute and 34 seconds, so you got to be quick.
My mom passed away last week. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm very sad that she's not here physically, but I know that her spirit went on and that she's okay.
Totally.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. She's okay. So now I've got all kinds of glitters. Totally. This was your grandmother, though, that was with
okay.
me. Your mother is. Your grandmother says, don't worry about your mother. She's recuperating. So I don't know if she had a hard life, and or that she was had an illness, but I feel like she's still in that. They're showing me all the walls of marble. And so she must be still, even though she's with you, she's doing things for herself is what your grandmother's saying. Don't you worry about her. She's with me. But she said she's doing things right now for herself. So I'm assuming she's going through her life review and she's healing. So So absolutely, you're good. You are going to find love. Your grandmother is with you. And she said you used to call her another name, Gammy, or I'm not quite sure what I'm hearing. Did you
Grandma.
Used to call her? Okay, because she's saying, I'm hearing Gammy. So I don't know if when you were a little kid you used to call her something, Grandma. She's just saying Gammy to me. So I don't know if I am hearing it right. But she's saying you had a different name for her. So
right.
She's saying to you that whenever she has messages, she's going to start bringing you these songs because she says sometimes she talks to you and you're not listening. So now you get going with your angel cards. She's really into this. Was she into this when she was alive? And I'm off air, so I've got to go because I have an appointment. Was she into this when she was? Did she believe in angels?
I don't think so. Like, that's the whole thing. My whole family wasn't, they were kind of like, oh, my God, you know, psychics, da-da-da.
Oh, no. She believed in angels. She didn't think that as psychic. She believed in, like, St. Francis of Assisi or Mother Teresa. She believed in angels, like she thought were
right.
angels. So, yes, she did believe in them. But we take them to a different level. So it's time for you to take them. And she's showing me. She's really proud of you. Take it to a different level. So I hope you call back on next Friday, because next Friday I'd like to know what you're doing.
Okay. Now, I do have a question. If you are not busy on June the 6th and 7th, we're having something in Ocala, the Seven Sisters. I'm going to be reading there, actually.
Yes.
And like I said, I do have a Facebook page, and I have, like, put,
well, honey,
like, certain people in there.
But you're not promoting yourself, and you don't want to.
Yes.
It's like you hold back, so you've got to go full strength. You go for it. And can you get me that information? If you go to my my email, let me give you my email. Everyone in chat, I'm going to – that's so funny. I wish you were in chat because then you could put it in chat. But my email is B Albers, so it's B ALBERS 714, my birthday, and don't forget it, at AOL.com. Can you send me the Seven Sisters information?
Yes, I can.
All right, I might see you there, sister.
I am so excited. I feel like things are coming forward slowly but surely. I know I'm slowing myself down, but
yes.
I will get there.
Yes, you will. Oh, yes, you will. And your grandmother's going to help you. And love is coming, so keep an eye on it. And know that if you see the situation like you did in your dream, you know how to fix it before it starts. Because I feel like you're going to be happy. I don't feel like you're not going to be happy. Anyway, I do have to go. I have a private reading. Have a great day, and I hope I see you. Leave me the information.
Me too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.